stuff in it, will you? I got my high school and college stuff all together. I think maybe it's in that old trunk.
All right, I'll look.
Yeah, when you got all my high school rockets, that's what our magazine was called, a rocket.
Uh-huh.
You remember. If you want to find the one with my graduating class in it.
All right, you want me to take the letter back home?
God, it's 20 years. You know, I can't believe that. Hey, you know what? I think I'll go back for the reunion. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Sure. Wonderful to see old friends again, if you recognize them.
Why wouldn't I recognize them?
Oh, honey, in 20 years, people change.
I don't think I've changed at all. Do you? Do you?
Well, dear, I didn't know you when you were 16. I'm sure you must have changed somewhat.
Look, tonight, I will find my picture in my graduating class, and you'll see that I have not changed a bit.
While you're listening to this program, are you, by any chance, smoking a cigarette, cigar, or pipe? If so, and you're at home or at a friend's house, I know how careful you'll be to use an ashtray so as not to let a single spark or ash fall on the carpet or the sofa. You know how much damage just one live spark can do. But how about when you're out in the country, and particularly in or near the woods? Are you just as careful what you do with your matches and ashes? It's because some folks aren't as careful as they should be that we have those disastrous forest fires. You can't blame them on lightning, because lightning causes only 1 out of 10 of these fires. The other 9 are caused by man's sheer carelessness and negligence. From now on, whenever you're in the woods or passing by on a highway, remember to break all matches in half, crush out all smokes before tossing the butts away, and never leave a campfire until you're certain every spark is extinguished. Know and obey the fire laws. Only you can prevent forest fires.
So early. I haven't even started dinner.
Well, paper said rain all day tomorrow. I thought I'd better get the lawn mowed.
Oh, by the way, did your mother call you at the office?
Mother? No. Huh. Why, did she call here?
Yes, I was so surprised because, you know, your mother never phones long distance unless somebody's died, practically. And honestly, she didn't say anything really, just sort of chatted about things.
Boy, that doesn't sound like Mother.
Well, she did make one remark. She said Aunt Effie told her you had sent in for your birth certificate, and I said, yes, you had, you know.
Yeah.
And she said, why had you done that? And I said you needed to get a passport. There's a possibility you might go to South America on business. And she acted so funny.
For Pete's sakes, what is so mysterious about my birth certificate? Do you remember how funny Aunt Effie acted when I said I was sending for her?
I know.
Maybe I'm adopted.
Why, you are the image of your father.
Maybe I wasn't born. Oh, well, the heck with it. We'll know when the certificate arrives. Listen, where's the letter?
The letter? Why, you mailed it yourself.
Mailed it?
You addressed it to the county courthouse, circuit court, I saw.
No, not about my birth certificate. I'm talking about the letter I got this morning. My class reunion, you know that.
I forgot
to look at the date to see when the reunion is. See if I can get away and go to it.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know where the letter is, dear. You put it in the briefcase.
Darling, I handed it back to you, and you put it in your purse.
Well, I don't think so, dear. I remember I asked you if you wanted me to take it back home, and you didn't answer. And
darling,
I handed
it to you.
Well, I don't think so. All right, I'll look in my purse. Just a minute. Now, what did I do with my purse?
Well, you cannot hang on to anything 2 minutes.
I thought I put my purse on the dining room table this noon, and I got back home. I'm sure I did. Now, just a minute. It must be around this.
You spend half your life looking for things. You realize that? Half your life you spend looking.
You find one to talk the way you never find the car keys, dear.
Darling, the reason I can't find the car keys is that you take them yourself half the time and hide them somewhere.
I know I came home with it. I must have let myself in the... Oh, here it is. All right.
Now, see if the letter's in it.
Just a minute.
Oh, honey, look at that mess.
I don't think it's in here, dear.
I don't see how you can tell. Why do you carry a purse the size of a wastebasket like that? My gosh, I mean, look at that stuff. What is all that? Shoes? You carry a pair of shoes in your purse?
Yes, I can't walk around in high heels all the time. I carry my flats with me if I do a lot of walking.
Nail polish, notebooks, cough drops. You haven't had a cough for months.
Well, I guess I'm just going to clean my purse out. No letter here, dear. So,
what are all those letters?
Mine. Yours isn't here. You didn't give it to me. I asked you if you wanted me to take it home.
Darling,
and
I handed it to you.
No, you did not. That is, you put it in your briefcase. Look in your briefcase.
Darling, it is not in my briefcase.
Well, you can at least look.
I will look, but I know it isn't in there. Remember distinctly handing it to you as you stood up to go and you put it in your purse.
No.
Well, it's not in my briefcase. No, it's not here. It's not. I told you.
Well, I don't remember you giving me the letter, dear. I'll look through all the stuff in my purse again, Mr. Sanders.
Well, honey, I don't mean to lecture you, but honest, Pete, it seems to me you ought to do something about this this habit of yours of never, never knowing where you put things. I mean, really, honey, you're always losing something.
Yeah, well, the letter is not in my purse, and I don't always lose
you're
things.
You're always misplacing something,
well,
honey.
Well,
you know
I'll find them again.
Doesn't it occur to you, honey, that you ought to make some little effort to change what is really getting to be a very bad habit? I mean, it's really just plain carelessness, lazy thinking, honey. You ought to get a system of some kind.
No.
I mean, if we're going on a picnic, you can't find the thermos jug. If you go ice skating, you don't know what you did with the skate. You never can find the good scissors, honey. And the flashlight. There now, honey, it is never where it ought to be when we need it. And, darling, every Christmas, every year, you have to prowl through the entire attic to find the tree trimming. Now, look, darling, I don't mean to be unpleasant, but don't you think you ought to recognize the fact that you do misplace things and try to change?
Speaking of the attic, I can't find any box of your old school things in it either.
Now there. You see, Don, that's exactly what I mean.
Well, you said they're in a trunk. Well, there's no old trunk in the attic. I've looked through everything.
They were in an old trunk that we had in the attic for years.
Well, I can't find it. I'm sorry. It's just not there.
All my old school things? Did you throw them out?
Well, I can't imagine throwing them out
here.
My
school magazines, the papers, the pictures of all my friends. All of the mementos that I've saved for years?
Well, there's an old trunk up there, but it doesn't have your old school things in it. It has some old draperies and a bedspread.
You threw them out. I'll bet you threw them out. There's this passion you have for throwing out things. Well, by golly, I will tell you this.
Hi there.
If you don't...
Hi.
Oh, hi, Charlie. Hi. Come on in.
Boy, oh, boy. What's going on, huh?
Hello. Nothing, Charlie. I'll go up the attic again right now and take another look. Excuse me, Charlie.
Yeah, sure, sure.
They were thrown out. I know. I didn't do it.
Hey, what's the trouble? Sounded like Madge and me.
Oh, women, honestly, you know she makes me so darn mad. I handed her an important letter to put in her purse this morning. She claims I didn't give it to her, that I put it in my briefcase, which I know I didn't. What I mean is she is always misplaced.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Madge is the same way.
And then she's got this passion for throwing things out. I think she's thrown out my old school stuff.
Probably. Madge threw out my old football sweater.
Yeah.
Tell you, I felt like leaving her.
Then it won't change, you know. They act as though it's sort of cute.
Yeah. Well, listen, I just dropped in to see if you had the list of businessmen's club members who were supposed to be in the Labor Day parade.
Huh? Oh, yeah. What'd I do with it? Yeah, I got it right in my briefcase. George gave it to me yesterday. Just a second, Charlie.
You certainly got a mess in that briefcase. How can you find anything?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know how it is.
You certainly don't need to carry around your fur-lined gloves.
Oh. No, I took those out, I guess. Now, let's... Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
The letter. The one I thought I gave to her.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Boy, I'll never hear the end of this. Well, you didn't hear the lecture I gave her on misplacing things.
Well, I think I got the tail end of it, and you were mighty steamed up. Hey, now, look, take my advice and don't tell her you found it.
No?
Oh, no. Boy, I wouldn't. Believe me, pal, you'll never live it down. They can really make things tough with you, with that I told you so bit, you know?
Yeah. By golly, you know, I was so sure... Wouldn't you know the one time I really blow my top, she turns out to be right?
I wouldn't admit it. No, indeed. Anyhow, you just said that she misplaced some other things of yours.
That's right. Just probably thrown them out. My old school stuff.
All right, then. Follow through, man. Follow through. You get up to the attic and give her another lecture on throwing out things. This is the time to show strength. You know, women are like kids. Unless you really show them you mean it, they don't change.
Yeah. You may be right, Charlie.
I know I'm right. Oh, women are like smart baseball players. Yeah, you let them get to first base and they sneak home while you're still warming up.
Yeah.
Now you get up to the attic and show her who's boss.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, dear. Come on up. Look out for those magazines piled up there on the stool. Attic's a mess. Charlie go?
Yeah, he went. And I want to talk to you.
Well, before you say anything, dear, you were right. I have to admit it. Your school things were in the trunk. I hadn't looked under the draperies and the bedspread I had in there, so I think any stuff is here. Sorry if I worried you.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Here are your old rockets. I think this one has your graduating class. I was sure I couldn't have thrown them out.
Yeah, well...
I'm sorry I worried you, and I'm sorry about the letter. I was just so sure you put it in your briefcase, but I guess I was...
Honey, I hate to admit it, but you were right. I did put it in my briefcase. I wasn't going to admit it, but, well, you were so nice about admitting you were wrong about that trunk that
I'm glad you found it. Now, this, I think, must be your graduating class, honey. It seems to be the spring issue of that year. What's the matter?
Is that all you've got to say about it?
About what?
About the letter.
Well, what else is there to say? You said you found it.
Well, I must admit, I thought I'd never hear the end of it after I accused you of everything under the sun.
Oh, forget it. Now, here's your senior high school class, honey, and I'm looking for your picture.
Oh, my golly, you know, you are wonderful. You know something, I love you.
Oh.
No, kidding. Now, I ask you how many wives would just laugh it off after a husband yapped at them the way I did. I mean, I was so darn unpleasant.
Oh, honey, stop worrying. I don't even really listen to you when you go on like that. I don't. Well, now, don't look like that. I know you so well. When you babble on, I know you're really just mad at yourself because you can't remember what happened or something.
Don't babble on.
Oh, here's your picture, dear. Your high school, your senior picture.
Oh, let's see. Oh, hey, is that me?
Yeah, it's got your name under it.
Yeah. Now, what did I tell you, honey? I haven't changed a bit. Now, have I?
No, dear. No, not a bit.
No, sir?
Well, what did the letter say? When is the reunion?
Oh? How do you like that? All the fuss I made about the letter, then I forgot to look.
Oh, no. Honey, you're hopeless. The
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Don Briggs and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.